You're listening to SBS News.
Good to go?
Yep.
Say when.
Out in the depths of the Queensland bush in the Northern Murray-Darling Basin region, Eric van der Dyce is operating a drone to monitor koala population.
And so one of the things with this drone is I've got it programmed so that it's got a return to home point. It's found its location using GPS. It's got GPS the entire time, so I know where it is. It knows where I am. It knows where to go to. So if it starts to run out of batteries and it's calculated that it's only just going to make it, it'll come roaring back here, it'll stop up there, and it'll come down, it'll land somewhere near here.
The drone sensor allows it to land on a target. While it's in the air, it takes photos and filters back thermal imagery through a tracking device. The technology is part of a new initiative led by the CSIRO called the National Koala Monitoring Program.
The aim of the National Koala Monitoring Program is to enact a really technically robust monitoring program that provides a really solid estimate of the population status and trends for koalas across their range. And the aim here is to understand koalas everywhere from right up in North Queensland through to their populations down in Victoria and South Australia.
Senior research scientist at the National Science Organisation, Dr. Andrew Hoskins, is one of the project leaders. He says even though koalas have easily recognisable features, they are difficult to monitor.
So they hide, or they sit quite high up in trees. They're quite hard to spot and hard to identify, which makes counting them and understanding what's happening with their populations quite difficult.
Koalas can be found throughout Queensland, along the east coast, in parts of the south coast in Victoria and into South Australia. But while there's a wealth of information about koalas on the east coast, information is limited for those other parts of the country.
And that's one of the core challenges for the national program is to enable us to both utilise some of the information that's coming from other monitoring programs that are established in smaller regions, integrate that through and collect information in some of those areas where we have key data gaps, such as some of these more remote and inland regions.
Dr. Hoskins says the program will use different analytical methods to monitor the koalas.
This can be everything from drones through to using acoustic listening stations to hearing when koalas are calling. Thermal drones as well are a key thing. Thermal technology to look for the heat signatures of koalas, as well as more traditional methods and just looking for koalas or spotlighting for koalas at night. We also are utilising methods that enable us to bring in some of these other more citizen science focused type data sets, like set where anyone may spot a koala and be, you know, enable them to record that sighting and bring that into the national program.
And it's not just scientists who can take part.
We really recognise that everybody has a stake in understanding koalas, particularly within their local regions. So part of the methods and part of the elements that we're deploying in the program is to train and enable multiple different community groups, wherever they are, including First Nations peoples, to monitor and collect for koala information effectively.
The CSIRO is working to develop data collection apps that will allow people to record data and filter them into the app. The federal government is investing $10 million into the program over the next 4 years. It forms part of the Threatened Species Action Plan announced last month by the Minister for the Environment and Water, Tanya Plibersek.
We learnt from the State of the Environment report, which I released some months ago, that the state of the Australian environment is bad and getting worse. We are the mammal extinction capital of the world. We've seen around 100 species lost in the time since colonisation, and we absolutely have to turn that around. If we keep doing what we're doing, we'll keep getting the same results.
Koala populations across New South Wales, the Australian Capital Territory and Queensland are now listed as endangered under the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act of 1999. Dr. Hoskins says they want everyone to get involved in the conservation efforts.
Koalas are a national icon for all of Australians. As part of this, we really recognise that all Australians should be able to take part in a national monitoring program to help support the recovery of the species. So one of the things about this program is that partnerships are really one of the core elements for us. So we really want to make sure that everybody can access the program and provide information to it. And then with CSIRO in the background, providing that really solid, technical, robust science that enables us to bring all of that information together into one source to provide these estimates. We're really utilizing the next generation of innovative approaches to working with data, different data collection methods, and feeding that into supporting management and recovery efforts.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.